Okay, here is read number one. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Scott Walker signed the lame duck Republican legislation on Friday that will limit early voting in Wisconsin, change how road repairs are funded, and limit the powers of incoming Governor Tony Evers and incoming Attorney General Josh Call. Bloomberg Business News is reporting that Scott Walker is a potential contender for Secretary of the Interior after Ryan Zinke leaves that position. And former candidate for State Assembly Sharice Daniels has been charged with a felony count of falsifying information on her nomination papers. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the mid-40s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number two. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Aurora Healthcare has agreed to pay $12 million to the federal and state governments to settle allegations that it violated the federal anti-kickback law by giving excessive compensation to two doctors. The Journal Sentinel is reporting that Marquette University discreetly considered building a new basketball arena of its own for a few months before agreeing to be a tenant of the Fiserv Forum. And Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes want to get input from the public on the next state budget, so they're doing a four-city budget listening tour. It's called the Building the People's Budget Tour. They'll be in La Crosse tomorrow and Milwaukee on Wednesday. Anyone can attend, but you must register online at eventbrite.com. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-20s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number three. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Scott Walker signed the lame duck Republican legislation on Friday that will limit early voting in Wisconsin, change how road repairs are funded, and limit the powers of incoming Governor Tony Evers and incoming Attorney General Josh Call. Healthcare could also be affected since the new legislation limits the ability of Wisconsin to withdraw from the lawsuit to overturn the Affordable Care Act. The limits on early voting are similar to the limits that were overturned a couple years ago, and Scott Ross of One Wisconsin says the group will do whatever is necessary to uphold the judge's decision. In that ruling, U.S. District Judge James Peterson said early voting schedules should be up to local officials. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here is read number four. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Bloomberg Business News is reporting that Scott Walker is a potential contender for Secretary of the Interior after Ryan Zinke leaves that position. Typically, the position has been held by politicians from Western states with experience in land management. Other possible contenders include a former congresswoman from Wyoming, the Attorney General of Utah, and an outgoing congressman from Idaho. Zinke is leaving the office amid several investigations into his travel expenses, political activities, and potential conflicts of interest. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-20s. Sunshine tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.